The problems of rising immigration and a stagnant economy have stymied much of the political establishment in Europe, and in this atmosphere some extremist ideas have flourished. In France, a new book called French Suicide decries what the author sees as that nation's decline. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, the book has become a bestseller.
Another nightly talk show and conservative journalist Éric Zemmour, author of Le Suicide Français, is under attack again. The debate over Zemmour's theories has monopolized conversation on the airwaves and in cafes. In a nutshell, Zemmour says France is in decline because its traditional values, the nation and the family, have been destroyed over the last 40 years and replaced by a feminist, pro-gay, egalitarian agenda imposed on the country by left-wing elites. And, he says, the country has been undermined by successive waves of Muslim immigration.
National Public Radio.
I caught up with Zemmour as he was leaving yet another television studio.
Je pense que la France est en crise spirituelle.
France today is suffering from a spiritual and an identity crisis. Plus, we've been subjected to massive immigration, Muslims who reject our culture. So the French feel overwhelmed, and they don't recognize themselves or their country anymore.
Zemmour's new book coincides with the growing political success of the far-right National Front Party, but Zemmour denies any connection. He says he's involved in ideological combat, not politics. Still, French Suicide has struck a chord. In this popular Paris bookstore, employee Olivier Gras says they've reordered the book four times and can't seem to keep it in stock. The 550-page tome is packed with references and has a scholarly veneer, a big selling point in a country that worships intellectuals. Parisian Alexandra Riguet is browsing the stacks, but she says she'd never read the book.
J'ai l'impression qu'il surfe sur la vague.
He's just surfing a wave of fear and fragility in France right now, taking advantage of a certain fringe that's scared and ill at ease.
Zemmour claims his ideas have wide support. He says people are just afraid to speak out lest they be labeled racist or homophobic. That's true, says Jean Descartes, who's just left the bookstore and has read Zemmour's book.
J'apprécie Zemmour parce qu'il a le courage.
He has the courage to tell the truth. I just came out of the metro and I was the only white person on the platform. That's not normal. Add the high cost of living, taxes, insecurity, immigration. We're sick of it all.
Christian Macarion, editor of news magazine L'Express, says Zemmour's ideas are popular because the French model is in crisis and politicians don't have any concrete answers.
Zemmour is a kind of symptom of the French global intellectual, political, philosophical crisis.
Of all Zemmour's theories, the one that's rattled people the most is his views on France's World War II collaborationist government based in Vichy. Zemmour, who is Jewish, claims that by first deporting foreign Jews to German death camps, the Vichy regime actually helped save French Jews. That assertion has provoked a firestorm of criticism. It was ordinary citizens who hid and saved Jews, not Vichy, yells this talk show host. But Zemmour says guilt over Vichy lies at the very heart of French self-loathing, even today.
Every time we want to send illegal immigrants back, the elites scream that it smacks of Vichy. If we encourage foreigners to assimilate, we're accused of colonialism and Vichy. It always comes back to Vichy.
If France wants to reverse its decline, says Zemmour, it has to first cut through its Vichy complex and start anew. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.